Good evening.
Good evening.
So you ready?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out for the trip. There's an exit here. It's on the airplanes. And I'd like to give you the ticket for the trip. It goes something like this. You need not believe anything that you hear me say. You need not accept anything you hear me say. You need not even welcome anything you hear the Course says. Don't have to believe it. Don't have to accept it. Don't have to welcome it. Everybody hear that part?
Yeah.
Some of the ideas you may actively resist. Some of the terms you may actively resist. Some of the things I say you may actively resist. You may not like some of the things you hear. I got that. Okay. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. Some of the ideas you may find startling. You didn't expect to hear that. You're not asked to judge the ideas at all. You're not here to judge whether I'm right. I'm not here to judge whether you're right. I'm not here to judge you. You're not here to judge me. You don't need to judge me, right? We can leave the judgment out there since we know we don't have to believe it, right? Okay. But if you use what this book says, if you apply the ideas that the Course in Miracles uses, you will see that the Course in Miracles is true. But you'll never know the Course in Miracles is true, in my perception, from doing this 25 years or more now. Analyzing will not prove or disprove the Course. But if you use the ideas themselves will show you that the ideas are true. It's a three-part journey. There's a text that I'm talking out of tonight, which is the theoretical foundation of the basic thought system, what it's trying to get us to see. So all we will be hearing is what the Course says we need to know. But it's not approaching us as if we can do it. Everybody clear on that?
No.
I'll say it again. You're getting the goal, you're getting the purpose, you're getting the theoretical framework, you're getting the new thought system of the Course in Miracles. You're just going to hear what it is you need to know. But it has nothing to do with us knowing it. It has nothing to do with us being able to do what we're hearing, necessarily. Okay? There's another part of the Course called the workbook, which is the middle section of the book. It's like three books in one. The purpose of the workbook is to give you a lesson every day for 365 days. And with the application of these ideas to your day-to-day experience, you will learn that the Course is true. So the purpose of the workbook is to give practical application to the theoretical framework that I'm going to share part of tonight. So if you ever want to make it real to you, the Course says you must do the workbook. So all the questions that would come up about how to do this is in the workbook. And I'll share anything I can to help out. But I'm going to share with you, the purpose of our relationship together is to save time. The purpose of us being here tonight is to save time. And to learn how to remove the blocks to the awareness of the presence of love and freedom and truth that we all have inside of us. Free will doesn't mean you can determine the curriculum. Free will means you can choose how much you want to learn at any given time. If I say I want to be a doctor, Then I go to the college and they tell me the curriculum that I have to take. They don't ask me to make up my curriculum. They say, oh, doctor takes this curriculum. Course is saying total peace and fulfillment. Oh, it takes this curriculum. And then it gives you a curriculum that will appeal to some people and won't appeal to other people. So the Course in Miracles is not everyone's path. But it is the path of those who want to do it. That's how you can tell. But you can use other curriculums to get to the same place, even though the Course in Miracles is one way you can do it. It's not the only way you can do it. There is literally only one truth, but there are many different ways to get to it. There's either truth or illusion. It's either real or it's not. It's either love or it's fear. That's what the Course says. All emotions, all feelings are just some part of that. Okay. So I'm setting this up because as I go through this section, it'll kind of help when the resistance come up or the need to analyze come up, you realize, wait a minute, he said I had to believe this. He said, I'm just hearing this curriculum, which is cool. The reasons why angels fly is that they take themselves so lightly. Please try not to be serious about spiritual paths. I would love sincere Course in Miracles students, serious ones. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
We'll do a little short 5-minute meditation. I am sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. That's the answer to every problem that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. That means your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols. Your faith is placed in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. Pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, that's your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure body identification. Putting your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, are all songs of praise to fear. The worthless will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. The love of God for you will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers in this world into a climate of perfect peace and surety. Your Creator's love for you transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten. Transport you into a state of mind that nothing can disturb. Transport you into a state of mind where nothing can intrude upon your eternal calm, you innocent, juicy child of God. So stop putting your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people. It will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you. In other words, put all your faith in the eternal within you. Put all your faith in the changeless within you. Put all your faith in the forever unfailing in you. This is the answer to whatever confronts you today. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and in sure confidence. You can resolve all your seeming difficulties right now. You can resolve all your seeming difficulties right now. a declaration of release from your belief in idols. It's your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself, which is, I am sustained by the love of God. Today, every day, in the morning, in the evening, let the idea, I am sustained by the love of God, let that idea, I am sustained by the love of my Creator, I am sustained by the love of the Creator, let that thought sink deep, deep into your consciousness, deep, deep into your consciousness, repeat it, I am sustained by the love of that which created me. I did not create myself. You did not create yourself. 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 You didn't create yourself. Your mama and daddy doing the wild thing, that didn't create you either. Sex did not create you. Two bodies joining did not create you. You did not create yourself. Repeat to yourself, I am sustained by the love of God. And then let related thoughts come to help you recognize that it's true. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Don't let any more foolish thoughts enter to disturb your innocent mind. Don't let any more foolish thoughts of lack disturb your mind. Don't let any more of those foolish thoughts of not being loved or being guilty or not being enough or that you never win or that things don't go right or you'll never lose that last 10 pounds. Don't let all those thoughts, those idle and foolish thoughts, disturb your innocent mind, you child of God. That's the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is letting no idle and foolish thoughts disturb your peace. That's the resting place where your Father placed you forever. You've been placed by your Creator in a place that no idle and foolish thoughts can disturb your peace. You are loving, and you are lovable, and you deserve to be loved.
We're going to be on page 321, and we're starting out with the paragraph number 3. Remember, you're on the lookout for your sentence, so it's not about remembering everything or even understanding everything you hear. It's asking your inner self to give you the message that it sent you here to get. And the rest of it, just throw it away. Don't spend time trying to figure out what you didn't understand. Try to remember what moved you. Relate only with what will never leave you and what you can never leave. Your loneliness is the loneliness of your Creator. Refuse not the awareness of your completion and seek not to restore your completion to yourself. Don't be afraid to give your redemption, which is your healing, over to your Redeemer's love. Your Creator will not fail you. The Holy Spirit in you comes from what cannot fail, from one who cannot fail. So accept your sense of failure as nothing more than a mistake in who you are. If you feel a sense of failure about anything right now, just accept it as nothing more than you're making a mistake about how powerful you are. You're making a mistake about who you are. You are the holy host of God. So that means whether you know it or not, you are actually beyond failure. And there is nothing that you will that can be denied. You are forever in a relationship so holy, which the Course describes as real. You're in a relationship so real that it calls to everyone to escape from loneliness and join you in your love. And where you are, must everyone seek and find you there. So the Course is saying, if a person wants to experience, if you want to experience what you would consider permanent love and permanent peace in a relationship, then you have to start having a relationship with what can never leave you and what you can never leave. And when you are lonely, your loneliness is the loneliness of that which created you. So don't be afraid to give over your problem or your healing to the love of that which created you. Don't be afraid to give your redemption over to the Redeemer's love. Don't be afraid to give your healing over to the part of you that actually really loves you. What created you and is guiding you will not fail you, because your inner guide is coming from the Creator who cannot fail. So when you think you have failed, it's just you making a mistake in who you think you are, because you must think you are a separate human being. So the sense of failure comes from forgetting that you're an unlimited spiritual being. You are totally beyond failure. You're beyond failure. Who you are is beyond failure. And there is nothing that you will, nothing that you want, nothing that you really will can be denied you. See what the Course is doing right now? It's telling us the way it is. Not necessarily the way we see it and believe it to be. So you got to understand what I'm sharing. I'm not in the least bit trying to share what we believe. I'm just sharing what is. You could think I was Tom Cruise, but I'm not, right? So no matter what you believe about me, it doesn't affect the truth about me. And no matter what you believe about yourself, it doesn't affect the truth about yourself. Your belief only has effect on your own peace of mind, and your beliefs only determine what you see and experience within your perception, because your perception is a result of ideas. And you are seeing in physical form your ideas about yourself and about others being played out in your physical world. But you have an inner guide that the Course says has been assigned the purpose of taking your happiness and extending your happiness to the point that it lasts forever. The way it operates is the higher self within you, the Holy Spirit, is going to side with every sign and every token of your willingness to learn what the truth is. Any little thing you do to be willing to have a better life, Spirit's on your side. Now, if you wonder about your personal world and how that fits in this, the Course says earlier in this section that the Holy Spirit will use everything in your world to release you from fear. So the teacher that we have within us that is waking us up to the love that we really are is trying to extend our joy beyond momentary pleasures that come and go, that seem to be based on things we don't have, that if we can get it, we'll finally have it. And what we do is we look for it where it's not located. in hope of receiving it. So I'll be after the person that doesn't love me. I'll be on the job I don't love. I'll attack people who are kind to me. I'll be attracted to people who are unkind to me. I'll call myself guilty and expect to know my joy. And I won't trust anybody and expect loving relationships. Except there's a few people I trust. I got my best friend. Everybody got their one person. And Lord, help them for the pressure that they get put on them. Have mercy. That's all in the type of moment of silence for our best friends. But that's, as a matter of fact, let's thank Emily, just thank our best friends right now. Let's say, let peace extend from my mind to yours. Say that to your best friend right now, or friends. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Okay. So, whenever you're feeling like you have failed, just say, I'm making a mistake in who I am. I'm making a mistake in who I am, but I do have a relationship that is so real that it will call everyone to join me in my love, and it will also help me escape all loneliness. A real relationship is attractive, and a real relationship attracts people to it who are loving. Okay, now, think but an instant on this. This is what the next paragraph says. Now this is important. This is instruction. What does it say? Think but an instant on this. And how many of y'all can pull off thinking about the truth just an instant? Everybody covered? Can everybody think right for an instant? Pretty much you prove to yourself you can do it for an instant, right? Okay. This is it. And I'm going to translate these words in Course in Miracles definitions to make it easier to hear it. It says, God gave, the Creator gave the creation to you to ensure your perfect creation. Everything was given to you. That was the gift. What created us didn't even withhold itself from us. So the love that created us, whatever gave us life, also gave us itself. So what gives me love also gives me itself, but it doesn't sacrifice itself because it doesn't lose by giving me itself. It becomes larger by giving me itself because anything that's real, the more you share it, the more that it is for everybody. So anything real is always increasing, and anything real is always expanding, and anything real is always consistent, and anything real is always dependable. Now, to me, that sounds like, to some parts of my mind, that sounds like a fantasy. That's because I'm being introduced to what real relationships are like, because I've been in an experience that was the pretend love so long that I've forgotten what real love is like. If all of us wore the color red and that's all we knew, we'd swear that the color red was the only thing that was real because that's all we see when we open our eyes, right? Mm-hmm. So we're all part of a thought system that's witnessing back to us the same thing, which is basically that we're separate in some way. So it's hard for us sometimes to really believe there could be anything totally safe and totally permanent and totally dependable and totally loving, because it may not have been a part of our experience. So we need to hear about it. So it says, think an instant about this. All right. I gave everything to you to ensure your perfect creation, your perfect joy. That was my gift. And I didn't even withhold myself from you. And I didn't even withhold my creation from you. So everything that was ever created is yours. Your relationships are with the universe. Your relationships are with the universe. Your relationships are with the universe. And it says, in this universe being of God, this universe being of love, this universe being of love is far beyond the petty sum of all the separate bodies you see. So the universe is bigger than all the bodies we could see added up together. If you added up all the bodies in the world, it still would be greater than the universe of love. So you are greater than your body. And so all of the parts are joined in love through Christ. What does that mean? It means that all of its parts are joined in the Creator through the part of us that's real. And when we're in our real selves, when we're in our real loves, he says we become like to our Creator. And the Christ, of course, defines as the real self. The real self, let me explain about your real self. Your real self is eternal. Your real self is changeless. Your real self is innocent. Your real self is beautiful. Your real self is powerful. Your real self is unlimited. Your real self is free. Your real self is abundant. Your real self is not afraid. Your real self is not guilty. Your real self is not sick. Your real self does not die. Your real self does not lack. Your real self, it can never be attacked. Your real self, our real self, the Christ within us knows of no separation from his Creator. So your real self doesn't really know anything about a separation from his Creator or from love, because that's our one relationship, is our relationship with the love that created us. And so we're going to start giving the love that's being given to us to ensure its perfect creation and to ensure that we'll always be surrounded by it. Because the best way to be surrounded by anything is to allow it to come through you. Now, the Holy Spirit, which is your inner guide, your teacher, the Holy Spirit is God's attempt to free you of what God doesn't even understand. Right now you have a guide within you that is trying to free you from stuff that what loved you and created you doesn't even understand. And because it's what created us, which is God, that's behind the attempt to free us, I love that, it's going to succeed. You will be freed. You will be freed. You will be freed from any fear you have, any concern you have, any worry you have, any kind of fear you have, any kind of loneliness you have, any kind of lack you have. You are going to be free because God is behind it, and there is nothing that God does, an infinitely powerful creator does, that would possibly fail. So that which cannot fail has been given the mission of giving you the love that you're denying yourself through believing the stuff you learned.
Yahoo!
Yahoo.com. So the Course defines the Holy Spirit as your loving right mind, your sane mind, describes the ego as the insane mind. So when it talks about God, it's really just talking about the part of us that's sane. If it's talking about the Holy Spirit, it's just talking about the part of us that knows everything that we're hearing right now is true. That's who I'm always talking about and talking to in my classes now. I am not talking to the part of you that doesn't believe this. We'll be very clear about that. I am not even the least bit concerned about the part of you that doesn't believe this. Because you think you see one person in front of you, I see two. I see the one, I see the you that brought you here. And you see the one that's wondering how in the hell you got here and what this, what is he talking about? What the hell is he talking about? He's got a nice voice, but I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I do. I would love for you to bypass your mind for a minute. That'd be the fastest route to where you're trying to get to. Because remember, where you are right now in your life is a result of your best decisions. And so for some of you, that's good news. For some of you, that's not too good news. Some of you are like, glad, oh good, oh, I'm where I am because of my decisions. Well, but you can be sure that if it's a situation where you're feeling peaceful, it wasn't a decision you made by yourself that got you there. It was the times you chose with the part of you that loved you. And there is a part of you that Cora says that doesn't love you. It's been taught that you're not enough. And it's doing everything in its power to make you not hear anything I say about aid, help, God, love, not alone, perfect, will succeed, cannot fail. It doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
And so what it would do is it would then throw up in your mind all the different reasons why that could not possibly be true. It brings forth all the memories that make you say that's just poppycock. Right? Yeah, that's just, no. You know, I'm here to make my ego stronger. You got to tell me something else I can do on my own, by myself, to make my life what it wants to, what I want it to be. You see what I mean? Because the ego's goal is autonomy. I'm going to do it all by myself. But you've got, the Course says, those who are ready, you've gotten as far as you can go with the illusion of being alone. You're as far as you can go on the path alone. Yeah. Doing it by yourself. You know, how can you tell? When you get to the point on the path that you're to the part of the teachings that you don't understand, then you automatically realize you need help. And that is a request for joining. I've never seen a person on the side of the road with a flat tire ask me to help them, and they didn't want me to come there and help them. They didn't want to say, help me, and then I just keep going. Because I haven't joined with them. So the minute I go, I'm in this situation I'm in right now, I do not know my own best interest, I do not know what anything is for, I do not know what this is for, then that is the statement of an open mind, and then the universe can begin to give you solutions and answers and guidance about that issue, because you've spoken the words of true power of an unhappy person, which is, I do not know what this is for. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Course then says that God, I love it, it says, the Holy Spirit asks you to respond as God does. That means your loving right mind asks you to respond as the loving right mind does. For your loving right mind will teach you what you do not understand. So your invisible guidance is teaching you what you don't understand, because God would respond to every need, whatever form it takes, including parking spaces. I got the coolest parking space, God, going.
I know.
Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all got it. I remember when I was at a point on the spiritual path, I go, parking space, it's for the low level heat to use God's energy. That's just an illusion. If you use God or your higher self in every situation, you don't have to figure out what situation to use your higher self in.
Or walk through Washington
and
get to the coffee shop.
The way you get the parking lot God to work is the same way you get everything in this world to work.
Yeah.
As soon as you make the decision that you totally desire something, but you also are not going to give your peace up about not having it, you have created the state of mind that creates easy manifestation. So I asked for the parking space, but I guarantee you I'm not going to give my peace up if one doesn't show up. So my lack of attachment keeps the whole process from being blocked. But the minute I demand a parking space for my peace, I've made the parking space my idol. The universe is certainly going to help support me in having false ideas about where my happiness is located. And my happiness certainly isn't located in a freaking parking space. So why would the universe help me believe that it's got to be that way for me to be happy? So I've made it an idol the minute I put it before my peace. I've made that relationship an idol the minute I put it before my peace. I've made money an idol the minute I put it before my peace. Anything I put before peace is an idol. And you can always tell an idol, because an idol is always something you want that it looks like you have to try to get on your own, hold on to it on your own, and make it happen on your own. Now, whatever that thing is, that's your idol. The thing you're trying to do on your own. That is your idol. That is your false idea of happiness. That's the Course's definition of idol. It's a false idea of happiness. It's something I make up that I believe my happiness depends on, that it doesn't depend on at all. That's an idol. So So the Holy Spirit is going to ask you to respond as God does. He says, because the Holy Spirit will teach you what you don't understand. God would respond to every need, whatever form it takes. So that's a great affirmation. My Creator would respond to my needs, whatever form they take. I don't care what form the need is, love will respond to it. My Creator will respond to any need I have, no matter what it looks like, no matter what form of my need, that which created me will respond to it. It's a great, powerful, healing thought. Right? He's saying, so the Holy Spirit keeps this channel open to receive his communication to you and yours to him. In other words, God doesn't understand your problem in communication because God doesn't share it with you. I don't understand you not having you having a problem communicating with me. I don't have any problem communicating with you. See? It's only you that believe it's understandable. You're the only one that believes that it's understandable to you how you could not have communication with your Creator. It's only us that understands that it's hard to make contact with home base. It's only us that make up, how can I communicate with my higher self? I don't understand how to communicate with God. I've been trying to communicate with God since 1965. So I don't know how to communicate. I don't understand. That's what this book, the book is saying. Yeah, that's right. It is not understandable to you. So you're doing cool. So the Holy Spirit knows that it's not understandable that you couldn't possibly communicate with that which created you. And so your Holy Spirit also understands everything you think, even though it doesn't make any sense to God. So the Holy Spirit is the part of you that's aware of the illusions and beliefs that you have as a human being, and is also aware of the truth of the universal laws of God. It's the part of us that bridges the two worlds, the world of fear and the world of love. It's called the Holy Spirit. The Course calls it, it's your loving, sane mind. Because here, the Christ is nothing but the part of us that came to the class, or the part of us that is seeking the truth. Because if the Creator knows everything, then there's nothing for it to convince us of in terms of love. It's in love. It only wants love. It only knows love. So that's certainly in the real loving self, God's self, that's coming to a clash. The part of me that thinks I'm guilty and thinks that I'm not enough and tries to convince me that I can never be happy and is sure that I'm not enough based on the ideas of guilt and sin that I learned growing up as a child, that part of me is sure that I am not okay. This has no doubt about me. So who is it that's coming to the class? Who is it that's reading books? Who is it that's going to the seminar? Who is it that showed up not tonight? The Christ in you. The part of you that wants to remember the truth about who you are. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What brought you here? That is the Christ self. That is the spirit self. That is the real you. That's getting in touch with the real you. So that's your proof that there's a part of you that wants to hear that you will succeed, because the part of you that wants to hear that you will succeed came to a place where you were told you will succeed, you will not fail, you are not alone, you have help. Mm-hmm. And that's what you hear me saying. How did that happen? If you create your reality, it's something you wanted to hear this. And it certainly isn't the part that's doubting me. So the part that's doubting me, go to sleep or something. Just nod out. You had a good sleep for about 40 minutes. You'd be in a safe environment. Nobody's going to attack you. Except, you know, when you wake up, it'll be a lot of pains on your face or something. But let's not be serious, students. I can feel a little serious vibe beginning to come here, as if you have to believe me or something. I'm just going to say something in summary to you, like, it's only in your Holy Spirit alone that lies the awareness of what God cannot know and what you don't understand. It's only in your sane mind. It's only in your sane mind that the awareness of the truth is known. So the Course is trying to take us from insane thinking to sane thinking, and then it says you go from sane thinking to unlimited creation. It says we are sane beings. We just learned insane lessons. well. That it's a struggle because it's unnatural. That's the clue that your life is unnatural to who you really are. It's too much pain in that area, too much struggle in that area. In that area that's full of ease and things just kind of flow and you feel real good and your heart's real open and you feel really stable and secure, I'm at the sneaking suspicion that that must be the area of your life where you're listening to yourself. And if it's more pain than joy, you know who you're listening to the most. But you're not guilty. You're not sinful. And you're not bad. You're just making a mistake in who you are. But the problem with a mistake, according to the courts, is that a mistake is not as attractive as a sin or a guilt. Oh, I was just born in sin. I'm just a sinner. I just couldn't hit it because I'm a sinner. And that's the way that sinners are. Oh, I'm bad. I'm guilty. I've always been bad. I'm a bad seed. Things just don't go right for me. That's the way I am. See, when you make it a statement like that, then you don't have to do nothing about it. But if someone says, you know, going out with me would be a mistake. He's like, think about it, you know. So, going out with me, you know, like you're seen. Going out with me, you know, you might have some guilt in the morning. But come on in. I'm ready for that guilt tomorrow morning. You see what I'm saying? But they say, all right, you want to get my phone number? It might be a mistake. A mistake is not attractive. If someone says to you, your way of thinking is a mistake. You see what I'm saying? The way I'm treating you is a mistake. You're just a sinner. You're just a bad person. You just can't help it. Okay. See, a mistake isn't attractive. Now, the cool thing the Course in Miracles teaches about a mistake, though, is this. All your life, you've probably been programmed not to want to make mistakes. So then you get upset with yourself, what? About making mistakes. So you know you are totally against mistake. You never want to make
mistakes.
And whenever you make a mistake, what do you want to happen to that mistake? You want it to be corrected, fixed, right? Right? Okay. So your mind has already been trained to correct what you perceive as a mistake. And if you see your lack as a mistake, if you see your sorry as a mistake, if you see your loneliness as a mistake, if you see your lack of success as a mistake, if you see anything that makes you feel bad and makes you not feel loved as a mistake, your mind will automatically try to correct it without you doing anything, because your mind has been programmed all your life to correct your mistakes. A miserable relationship is not a sin, it's a mistake. Having no money to pay your bills and thinking that you're in lack isn't a sin, or guilt is a mistake. Thinking that you couldn't have relationships that are peaceful and loving and harmonious for you, it doesn't mean something's wrong. Just accept your sense of failure, but nothing but a mistake in who you are, and say, this is just a mistake. And then the power of your mind will begin on its own to correct these situations for you. It's a mistake, somebody not loving you. You know that's the truth, as cute as you are, right?
Yes.
You know? You walk in the room, everybody ought to be noticing, shouldn't they? You know, you have a ride. Don't we act like we're not like thinking that when we come in, you know, but it's a part of us. I have a ride. Somebody's supposed to know. I just can't be. We try to be humble, you know, it's the course called humility is self-debasement. No, not me. You know. We are hilarious. When you see us correctly, we are the best joke going. And one day we will laugh. But it's hard to laugh when your ego is kicking you. But have you ever had your life get so out of whack that even you had to laugh?
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go, oh no, I know how to do that again. Oh no. And some of us have gotten to that point, right? And if you be honest, right behind the laugh was the solution. It wasn't too long after you laughed that something broke. A new perception came to you. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, yeah. But when you really get ridiculous, you laugh. You know, you cry as long as you think you can handle it. You know what I'm saying? That's how you can. You're still in charge. Right, you crying. So you still think it's up to you to do it by yourself. You know, then when you get to the point that you know it's just, oh, okay, I just give up. I just, it ain't gonna happen. You know, I don't know what's going on. This is just too much even for me. I just got to laugh. It's just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Now you're ready for help because you're no longer trying to be in charge of it. You know, you're going, I don't care. This is, you know. You gotta always get to your psychic territory of power. And your psychic territory of power is that part of you that no matter what happens, it just, you're not going to let it get past this point. Everyone has one. You might be all concerned. You might be working your can off. You'd be trying to do everything you can to make it turn out right and da 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 da. But you'll get to a point where you just will not allow yourself to be affected by it anymore. That's your psychic territorial power. That's when you've gotten to the point that you realize, I can choose for peace in this situation. And right now, I'm just not choosing to let this bother me anymore. It is my decision. I am through feeling this about this.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody in this room knows exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, because we're the same. And we're letting our bodies and our sexes fool us. You know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And that's true for the ego. All those books are true for the ego. They're great ego books. All based on the differences and how to make the differences work. But there's another level beyond the illusion of differences. And that's the level we're going to. And that's what I love about this book. There can never be peace among the different. Because that's going to always leave open a place we can judge each other.
Yeah.
You know, how do I get along better with women in my life by knowing they're just like me? They want harmony, they want peace, they want recognition, they want respect, they want appreciation, they want love, they want consistency, they want joy, they want fun, they want security. They're just like me. Now, at the ego level, we may look like we're different. And those differences can be used to allow us to have lots of fun while we are still remembering that we're one. Because your unique way of expression and your unique way of being and your unique way of looking is your special function in the plan that nobody else can fulfill but you. Because you want to be special and you got it. You are all special.
Wow.
Look around here, we will see we have succeeded. There are no one who looks alike in this room. We're not even dressed alike. We don't look alike. We have done separation. We have done specialness. We've done it well. Let's acknowledge ourselves. We have done a great, you know, I did Earl Pretty Black Guy really good, didn't I do Earl Pretty? And so far I've had no competition with other Earl Pretty Black guys. They just haven't shown up in my life. So I think as long as I let my real self express through him, there won't be no competition. But the pain comes when I try to be anybody else. So I can't let nobody tell me what the standard of beauty is. Suppose they make the standard of beauty just the opposite of what I look like. Then I'd have to feel like I'm ugly my whole life. I got a feeling that the person that made up the standard of beauty looked like that. I think it's a conspiracy. And then I was so insane, I bought into it. Well, Earl, you're not beautiful unless you had blonde hair and blue eyes. Oh, my God, I failed. I could never pull it off unless I'm Michael Jackson. But some black people got power. They don't just turn white. But underneath that is, I am Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Underneath that is the one. And I don't like to believe that about people that I don't like. If it's somebody I don't like, I don't want to think they're me. What about you?
Yeah.
That's the toughest part, isn't it?
Yeah.
To own that the person is a part of you that you don't particularly care for, admire, respect, or anything like that. And that person isn't a part of you, but that person isn't a part of them either.
Say that again.
Yeah.
You are only love. All you are is love. You are perfect. You are a perfect creation. God gave you everything in your creation. There is nothing lacking in you. There's nothing ugly about you. And the way that you can tell you're not really seeing yourself is when you see yourself other than that. So that means what I'm looking at in you that I consider to be ugly or not cool is not really in you any more than it's really in me, but it's what I believe. And I'm seeing what I believe about you. And then my perception is going to witness to that belief. So vision is looking at you past the way you appear to be and to realize that whatever you're doing, if it isn't love, it's a call for help. And to realize that you have a guide with you that will help you get beyond whatever it is that's causing you pain. And if there's something for me to do, my inner guide will tell me what to do. Or do it through me before I even know it's even been done. You see? And so if I lose my temper and I attack you out of my misperception of you and I don't pull it off the way I think I should, then that is my call for help. That is my call for love. That is my request for compassion. That is my request to the universe to help me see things differently. So I'm not going to beat myself up if I do cuss you out. That was just a mistake. That was a mistake. It wasn't a sin. It was a mistake. It was a misperception. It was a projection. I just want another way to look at you. And in the meantime, if I really can't change my mind about you and I'm upset with you all the time, I'll do you the favor of using my body to leave and move away from you until I heal my mind about you. If we can't do it together, then I'm going to set the same goal to do it separate from you. But the goal is going to be the same. It's for me and you to heal and love each other and have peace with each other. Sometimes I can do it with people together. We can do it. We can work right through it. We can remember who we are together. We can convince each other that we're more than what we think we are together. Some people, I had to get back off of them so that I could see them beyond my fearful perceptions of my ego. And then I saw the healing happen. What was important? That I wanted to heal. That was what was important. That I wanted to heal. That's the only thing that's important is the purpose. Then the universe will then give me the way to achieve that purpose, and that way to achieve that purpose may not be the way I expected for it to happen, so it may look like I'm taken right out of that experience. It may look like I'm put in the experience more. It may look like something happens that I didn't even expect to happen. But what's really happening is the working out of that situation, because you already asked for help, and it already says there's nothing that you will that can be denied, and there is no need you can have that your Creator will not respond to.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's great when we appreciate when we hear. And at the same time, don't feel no pressure to clap if you don't want to.
Yeah.
You didn't just keep all your hands just glued to your lap. It's okay with me. I don't care. I swear to God, I don't care. I love you, but I don't care. If you can kind of read that. I love you, but I don't care. Because your agreement with me has nothing to do with the truth of what I'm saying. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. And that's how I can free you. That's how I can love you. I can let you have your ideas and your beliefs because I love you. I can let you agree or disagree because I love you. I'll let you be who you want to be because I love you. How could I give you a gift and then be concerned about the result of giving it? If I became concerned about the result of giving you the gift, I've just imprisoned you with the thing that I've given you. And how many people are you giving to and imprisoning because of the expectations about how you think they should use the gift that you've given them?
Mm-hmm.
So did you help them or did you imprison them? Are they now locked into having to respect your gift, use your gift, use your advice, use your instructions, you just imprisoned them. So the real gift is you come in and I say, you know what? You don't have to believe anything that I say. I thank you for coming because you came of your own free will and out of your own values. So I'm touched. And what I'm going to do is give it to you as best I know how to give it to you. And I'm going to love you so much. I trust that you'll use it if you use it at all when you decide to and when you see the value of it for yourself, which might not be for years and years and years, if at all. Now, who gave the real gift? The person that gives you the toaster and is there tomorrow morning to see if you're using it. You come down to the kitchen and they send it at the table. And you go and use the toaster. I give you that toaster. Where's the toaster? Or the person who gave you the toaster and they just gave it away, they would even be insulted if you re-gifted it to them. If you turn right around and gave them the toaster they gave you later. Because after dinner they value the toaster, so they probably would enjoy it. Can you handle being a part of a teacher that a teaching that's going to always reinforce your innocence, like you've been a part of a teaching that's always reinforced your guilt? Would you be willing to be as faithful to the idea of your joy and never suffering and succeeding and having help and having answers as we've been committed and dedicated to the idea that we're on our own, got to blame others, don't know how we're going to make it, and they got to be suspicious? I want to, but I need help. Well, help is here. All you have to do is don't interfere. How do I interfere? I interfere by thinking I need to know how it's going to happen instead of focusing on that at this point of the game, the only thing that's important is for me to have the purpose, have the goal. That's all that's required, is that you have a little bit of willingness to have a reality where you do not fail. That's your part of the deal. Nobody's asking us to know what we don't know as a condition of being helped. No one's asking us to prepare ourselves for God. That's the Creator's job. It's hard to realize sometimes that I can be accepted where I am, as I am, who I am, right now, the way I am. I could be loved today. Because there's a part of me that still believes I need to change in some way in order for someone to love me. So this is new to me, and it's kind of scary to the part of me that's all about trying to measure up where I haven't. And so I'm going to finish this paragraph, or this section. It says, it is your higher self's holy function to accept what your Creator knows about you and what you know, and by removing every element of disagreement between you and your Creator to join you as one, your Holy Spirit will get all disagreement between you and your Creator out of the way in your own mind, because the Course says he will to do that, because that is his function. So the Course is telling us there's a part of you that has the function of removing all conflict and doubt and miscommunication and no communication between you and home base. So he says, need then what seems to you to be impossible. You're right. He says, that boy looks like it's impossible. What do you mean not failing? What do you mean unconditional love? What do you mean total freedom? What do you mean total joy permanently? That sounds impossible to me. It says, well, leave what seems to you to be impossible to him who knows it must be possible. It must be possible that you have perfect happiness, because it is the will of God that you have perfect happiness. So if it's the will of the universe that you be perfectly happy, there must be a way for you to be perfectly happy.
Surely.
That's all spirit. Spirit is saying, and when you say show me, when you say show me, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I join with you in being shown. I want you to be shown that you're loved. I want you to be shown that you're loved in every way, every day, all day, with everyone in your life, including yourself, all the time, forever. And I want it to continue beyond your death. I want you to know that you're loved forever. Now that's the idea I want to side with you on.
I want to side with you on that too.
Will you side with me on that? Because to believe means to accept and to side with. So the only thing that's happening all day long is I'm being given thoughts that I can side with, or thoughts I can side against. So some of you are siding with some thoughts you heard tonight, some of you are siding against the thoughts you heard tonight, but ask yourself, how much sense does it make to side against the thought that you could be loved and safe completely forever? How sane is that? Because you don't know how it's going to happen, your ego says it couldn't be possible. So the prayer that will overcome mental blocks is the prayer that goes something like, I am ready for answers that I did not make up. I am ready for solutions that I did not think of. I am ready for love that I cannot comprehend. I am ready for relationships that I don't know how to have.
That's where you overcome your block. That's where you get rid of that belief block. I'm not going to let myself have it until I believe it. I'm not going to let myself have it until I can see it. I'm not going to let myself have it until I understand it. That's all delaying maneuvers. What about, I want to be loved even when I think I don't deserve it. I want to be appreciated even when I don't understand it. I want to be helped even when I'm too afraid to ask for it. I want all of my fearful thoughts to be overruled by the part of me that loves me. How about that for a thought? Since all thoughts are created and all thoughts manifest, why not start pumping those kind of thoughts up, doing that kind of spiritual aerobics? Because ideas become strong by sharing them. And the more who share a thought, the stronger it becomes. So the more we share these thoughts, whether we believe them or not, the stronger these thoughts become. Because all the stuff that makes us miserable is just the result of shared thoughts that everybody believes. So we're getting together to share a whole new thought. The thought of your total fulfillment. That's the thought. That's the only thought. So the last sentence says, and let the Holy Spirit, whose teaching is only of God, teach you the only meaning of relationships, for God created the only relationship that has meaning, and that is God's relationship with you. So the only relationship that has meaning is my relationship with love. The only relationship that has meaning is my relationship with what created me. The only relationship that has meaning is my relationship with freedom. The only relationship that has meaning is my relationship with my eternal, changeless, innocent self. That's the relationship that has meaning, and then all of my other relationships will be a reflection of my relationship with God. So my relationship with love will be reflected in all my relationships with everybody else.
Cool.
Thanks for listening to this much with me, those who heard it. And those who didn't, thank you for being here too. Because you're in a safe environment where you're loved, you know. And what's so cool about it is when you choose to step out of your fear, love will be there waiting for you, because love is eternal and it never changes. So that's what's so cool about this. You know, you can pretend that it's not out there as long as you want to, but you're going to fail. You will fail to keep your happiness from reaching you. You will fail. That's going to be a failure that's just going to happen to you. So that's okay. I can just see people now. I feel like such a failure. I used to be so good at keeping myself miserable. I used to be so good at choosing all the wrong relationships. I used to be so good at getting jobs I don't like. Now every time I try to hurt myself, it turns out good. You just be all upset about it. You don't even pull it off. That's where you're going. I'm telling you, that's where you're going. That's where you're going. So I'm going to get a love offering. I teach the Course in Miracles full time in my life. It's my function in the world. And I live from the generosity of the students that come. So thank you through the Holy Spirit, through you. Thank you so much for sharing with me. Didn't agree with. I'd like you to take the thing that you're using to obsess over that you heard me say. I'd like you to please stop thinking about it. Would you just please stop thinking about what you disagree or confused about? And I'd like you to search within yourself. And I'd like you to ask yourself, what was one thing I heard tonight that was uplifting for me? That I was just glad I heard that. Whether I believe it or not, I'm glad I heard that. First of all, I'd like you to be aware that you are sitting in a room full of people who came to a class where the facilitator of the class for one solid hour has only reinforced the idea of you being with something that never leaves you and never deserts you. That you've been in a class for an hour, that you've been told that what created you will not fail you, and that you have an invisible teacher within you that cannot fail, and that you have incredible relationships waiting for you that are in your life and that will be in your life, that are so real and so strong that they will literally call other people to join you in that relationship. So just for a moment, let go of your thoughts about your physical situation, what's happening in your love life, what's happening in your financial life, what's happening on your job, what's happening with your body, what your fantasy is. Just for a minute, gently lay that part of your mind down
and say to yourself silently, I dedicate all thoughts to union. I dedicate all thoughts to union. Dedicate all your thoughts to union. And you can have no need that God would not respond to. You cannot have a need that love would not respond to. You don't realize it yet, but you've already moved into another state of consciousness. You've already moved into another part of your heart. You've already moved into a more loving place within you, or you wouldn't be surrounded by total peace. I don't hear a bomb. I don't hear a gunshot. I don't see anybody fighting. I don't see any attack in this moment. I see no one starving in this moment. In this moment, we are joined together in perfect safety and in perfect peace, which means that you have a part of your mind that's obviously capable of surrounding you with safety. You are sustained by the love of your Creator. Your Creator has responded to your needs. And if there's a situation troubling you right now that you're confused about, let me give you the statement of release. It goes something like this. I do not perceive my own best interest in this situation. I do not perceive my own best interest in this situation. I want another way of looking at this. I want another way of looking at this. I want another way of looking at this. I am sustained by the love of God. Just let yourself feel the peace for just a minute. That this place is always here for you. That what I'm offering you right now, I'm offering you my faith in you.